Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
Eli Lilly,
my baby,
has reached all-time high on Thursday.
Yes.
Right? And you've spoken about Eli Lilly a lot.
Love her.
As far as the healthcare industry, and we spoke about healthcare industry and why that's important to invest in, along with technology. So Eli Lilly, I think people understand that that's probably something that should be on their radar.
Mm-hmm.
But what are two other companies in the healthcare space that you believe can be rock star stocks for the next decade?
I really like United Healthcare.
Oh, that's crazy.
See?
I wrote that down.
Saying,
I wrote that down.
Come on, you know.
Yeah, go ahead.
And Stryker.
Okay.
So, see me and Shotty on the leather jacket vibe, right? Man. Me and Trey on the United Healthcare and Stryker vibe.
I'll give a different one then.
But if the answer's right, this is a great thing. Like, if a great investment is great and we think the same, we're on the right path. Like, I love when, like, after 3 or 4 months, like, a bigger analyst will come out and say, hey, like, I love NVIDIA as well. It just kind of confirms. But if I'm looking as like a holy trinity, I would do United Healthcare, Stryker, and Eli Lilly as the lead. For those of you who don't know, if you ever been to a hospital, if you ever been checked in, the bed that you lay on is a Stryker bed. They have a monopoly on beds in most hospitals. So them, United Healthcare, and Eli Lilly, although their legacy plays, I think they'll get bigger as obesity crisis get worse, our health pandemic becomes worse in other areas. I think they'll be the benefiters of that.
Yeah. United Healthcare is interesting. So when we're looking at the word rock star was there. So I'm like, well, that's more like a Bon Jovi type rock star, right?
True.
It's just been here for a long time. And it's going to be it. But one that I found interesting was, and most people probably don't think about it, but visit it all the time, CVS.
Okay.
Because if we talk about market cap, it's probably not in the top five. But if we talk about revenue, from the healthcare space.
Got you.
It's number one, right?
Really?
Yeah. And so when a stalwart, and it's one of those things like.
Interesting. Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so when you look and you're thinking about the landscape from the real estate standpoint, I mean, which neighborhood doesn't have a CVS?
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
But they just become part of your everyday life and you don't think of it. But they bring in so much revenue from the healthcare business, whether it's from prescription or you know, having pharmacies inside of the stores, which was a great plan, localizing medicine, right? Because now if I go to the doctor, they can send it to my local CVS, I could pick it up or it could be delivered to my home. It's a great revenue model. The only thing that concerns me is when Amazon comes into the space.
which was one of your stock picks of the year.
Yeah, that concerns me a little bit in the healthcare space. So I guess it would be like double fold, right? It would be CVS if we're just talking inside of healthcare. But if we count Amazon,
yeah,
I think that's the rock star, because if we're talking about the infrastructure to have things brought to your home, they already have the address.
Yeah.
You're probably already a Prime member. Yeah. Imagine if that gets put together where it's like I left the doctor's office. And
you go buy CVS?
Not right now.
Got you.
Not right now. But that is a concern, right? Yeah. Because they can give you directly to your home. We don't have to have the pharmacy anymore. It goes directly from Amazon to your home, and that might be a 2-hour delivery. So that's concerning, but I think CVS is one of those people should watch.
Amazon went from 85 this year to 125. It's a nice run.
Whew.
That is a nice run. Shai, you have any healthcare companies that's on the horizon?
Apple. Top healthcare company in
the
next
Jackie gang.
20 years, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Apple will be a major player in the tech space.
Yeah.
But in the healthcare space, but that I think you have to look at technology companies when it comes to healthcare as well. So all of the chip companies will benefit from this.
Absolutely.
For sure. When you're talking about blockchain technology, shout out to all the crypto enthusiasts.
Y'all be on our head, we'll miss y'all. Yo, Jesus. Crypto 901, come save us. Yeah. Advocate.
But I look at the healthcare industry a little differently. Like, of course, like the healthcare providers, yes, very important for sure. But I'm more excited about the technology that's going to change healthcare.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, AI, I was actually talking to, so I sat next to a dentist on a plane.
Okay.
And I was asking him about AI.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, how do you feel about AI? His response kind of was surprising. He, because I would think he would be like, well, it's never going to be able to replace a dentist because he's a dentist.
Yeah.
And he was like, the human aspect of dentistry is still going to be needed, as far as to have a conversation with a patient, to, you know, kind of use your judgment per se. He said that's still needed. Yeah. He said, but as far as oral surgery, he said, we're using robots right now.
Mm.
It's more efficient.
Yeah.
It's better.
Yeah.
It's more precise.
Safer.
It's safer. And it's going to be cheaper for the long haul. So, and then I spoke to a doctor yesterday and asked about it. Her response wasn't as enthusiastic about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel, when you're talking about artificial intelligence, this goes back to the AI thing.
Yeah.
Healthcare is going to be one of the biggest industries impacted by artificial intelligence, robots, different things of that nature. Because think about how much money is spent on medical malpractice.
Yes.
Billions of dollars from surgeons making just bad mistakes or... You know,
or being overworked.
Yeah, overworked, tired. You might have a twitch in your hand and cut somebody's artery open. Like, you know what I'm saying? Where a robot can just go in, put something in you, like, you know, take something out. Very small precision. Don't have to cut you wide open.
Yeah.
So I feel like the technology companies, and especially the ones that, you know, focus on enhancing the medical field, which we'll still have to see. But research, because these are the companies that will probably benefit the most in the healthcare space for over the next 20 years.
Yeah.
So that's my theory on it.
You went with the 20-year plan.
I love it. I mean, just like we had globalization of economies,
we're kind
of
seeing
like the same thing in the tech sector. Everyone's crossing over. Like, there isn't clear-cut sectors anymore. And that goes back to not wanting to be number two. Like, you have to find ways to innovate to... Then being, I like, even for me, I just wanted to invest. Like, if I got the best returns, I get the hedge fund, da da da. So I was like, better get your ass in front of that camera. More people need to know you. So, like, you learn to add things to your bag of tricks to be able to grab market share. And every company on earth is doing it. I'm really interested to see if Tesla enters that medical services or like ambulance space in a few years and what tech they'll have on their own board as well. Like Elon, if he can stay focused like this these next 4 years, he's going to put pressure on a lot of companies. And he looks at peace. That's another thing I look at. Like most CEOs that I love, Tim Cook's never rattled. Like Elon was looking rattled for it because he has so much on his plate. He looks at peace right now. And then we all know, like, when you have, like, a peaceful state and you can just think clearly, man, the world is up for grabs at that point.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, backdrop.
Backdrop.
F*** a mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.